Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Boys and girls, there's a sign here. The angel said, this will be the sign. Now, a sign tells us something that's very important. We have signs all the time, and God gives signs. When you're driving down the road and you see a sign, it says 30 miles per hour. That sign is telling you something. It's not just there, just, well, that's a sign. No, the sign tells you something. It conveys very important information. And here's a sign. Sign to the shepherds. A sign to us as well, because the text tells us about it. What is the sign? Well, it's a sign about a Saviour. Something in regard to that Saviour, Jesus Christ. This is the sign. The babe will be wrapped in swaddling clothes, and he'll be laid in a manger. Do you see him? He's wrapped up in swaddling clothes, and he's laid in a manger. What's a manger, you ask? Well, a manger is an animal's feeding trough. You know, they had these trays. Sometimes they were made of stone. They were carved out of stone, and there would be a big hole, and they would put all the animal food in the hole, and the animals and the beasts would come along, and they'd eat the food out of the hole, of the stone. Well, this hole of the stone, if it's a stone manger, has a baby in it, lying on the stone, and it's wrapped up in swaddling clothes, and there the child lies. This is the Saviour Jesus. But it's only a sign. What's it a sign of? Well, you know that the Lord Jesus was only dressed by others that we read of in the Scripture on three occasions. When he was born, he was wrapped up in the bands by his mother. Maybe Joseph took a part as well, whatever. But he's wrapped up. The naked baby is wrapped up and laid on the stone. And then the other time when he was dressed, you remember they stripped him, the Roman soldiers, and they put a scarlet robe on him. That was the second time he was dressed, and he was suffering there. It was humiliation there to be dressed like that by others. And then the third time when he was dressed, he was naked on the cross, and he died on the cross. And then they took him down from the cross, and they wrapped him up in a linen garment, a death robe. And all these three occasions are linked, because he suffered for us, because he died for us, because he went into the tomb for us. And this sign is like a dead body wrapped in the bands and lying on the stone manger. It's like a dead body. This is the Saviour. He came into the world to die. He was like no other baby. We were all born and we die. But he was born to die. That's why he came into the world. He's the Saviour who is to be the sacrifice for our sins. And so this is the sign. There he is. He's wrapped in the bands like someone dead. And he's laid on a cold stone. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's a similarity here between his coming into the world and his death. Because at his death, there was Mary's there, just as there was at his birth. And at his death, there was a Joseph there, Joseph of Arimathea, just like at his birth. And at his death, there was nakedness, and he was taken, and he was wrapped, he was shrouded, just like at his birth. And at his birth, he was put on the cold stone manger. And at his death, he was laid on the cold stone tomb. And at his birth, there was the angels making the message and the announcement. And at his death, it was the same. The angels making the announcement. He's not here. He's risen. We've good news. This is the sign. And so this morning, boys and girls, I remind you of the wonderful truth of the gospel. That it's all designed by God from beginning to end. That the one born is the one who is to die and be buried for us. But bless the Lord, he rose again from the dead. And he's alive forevermore. And he's at the right hand of the Father. And he hears your prayers. And boys and girls, that's why we can trust in him and pray to him and believe on him for salvation. Because the sign is true and the sign is fulfilled. Christ died for our sins. And so is the only Savior of all who believe in him. Amen. May the Lord bless these words to your hearts. Let's pray. Lord, again we give thee praise for the children of the congregation. We thank thee for all these boys and girls. We bring them in Jesus' name. Right into thy courts, right into thy holy presence, right before thy face, that every one of them will be under the watchful eye of God, that every one of them will be under the influences of the holy scriptures preached in thy house, and experiencing the workings of thy mighty Holy Spirit in their little hearts, so that they will become thine, and be used for thy glory, and save from the wickedness of this world and from the devil's clutches, their lives kept pure and clean for the glory of God. And may their parents be given heavenly wisdom and the much needed grace to bring them up thus. For Christ's sake we pray. Amen.